Michael Foley, and I work in the SHARP program, which stands for Safety and Health Assessment and Research for Prevention program at the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries. My background is in economics, and what we wanted to look at in Washington State, being a slightly unusual jurisdiction in that we have the SHARP program. The SHARP program, there at the bottom, is located, housed in the same agency that also is the major insurer for workers' compensation in the state. All but 400 of employers in the state obtain their workers' comp from our agency. And we also house the OSHA state plan, which is known as DOSH, used to be WSHA. And that has allowed us to get access to the kinds of insurance-related and inspection and consultation-related data that kind of gives us a real rich look at what's going on with workers' comp claims and their relationship, if any, to inspections and consultation. But just as a quick, brief background, and I really don't have time to go through everything, I think it's widely acknowledged that U.S. federal policy, anyway, has been shifting towards increased voluntary approaches rather than through enforcement activities. I think those of you who attended the session before lunchtime with heard John Mendeloff going through some of the numbers on that in terms of the decline in the number of safety and health officers, the number of inspections that has been taking place really since the early 1980s. The previous studies on the relationship, if any, between inspections and or consultations and injuries, the major studies out there, Gray and Scholes, Bartel and Thomas, and Mendeloff, have tended to show that, using BLS injury and illness data, that there is up to perhaps a 20% short-term reduction in injuries for the 2 to 3 years or so following the activity, the inspection activity. But that in Mendeloff's recent paper, he's shown that that's been harder and harder to find, that seems to be a weakening of the impact as far as it can be measured through looking at the BLS injury and illness rates. If you sort of pare that down to looking at only at lost workday injury cases, you actually still do see a significant drop after the inspection. But we have looked at all of those studies and we're dissatisfied. They tended to be done at the industry level. They tended to be in very large manufacturing sector-only firms. And we wanted to look at a more controlled worksite level study that could look at actual individual workplaces before and after an inspection or consultation in order to try to control a little bit for things like turnover in the firms in the industry and so forth. When you look at compliance effectiveness, it raises the issue of what to measure. And there are many ways, and we have only done one, looking at the workers' comp, the more downstream outcome of following injury. But obviously, what would be ideal would be to be able to look at a reduction in actual hazards, more upstream information. That, of course, would require a lot more cooperation from employers than we currently enjoy. You could look at decreased absenteeism, less use of sick leave, which we believe, anyway, and there's good evidence for this, this masks a lot of injury that people just can't afford to to file the claim in workers' comp unless it's for a particularly serious injury. You could look at decreased turnover of employees, particularly a study done in nursing homes would be very welcome on this issue. You could look at increased requests for consultation as managers become, put safety more at the top of their list of priorities. Employer survival, like how central to their survival as a business is safety and health. Are they able to just simply get by even with a relatively high injury rate, or does that actually threaten their survival as an enterprise? And finally, and what we did look at, looking at the decreases in claims incidents. Specifically, what we wanted to look at was how much impact did enforcement inspections and consultation visits have on time loss, what we call our state, compensable claims rates. These are injuries which result in at least 3 days of lost work. And then we wanted to look at, did the impact of compliance activity differ by the size of the employer? And by industry. These are issues which the previous literature has raised. We wanted to see if the same patterns held true when we looked at workers' comp instead of at BLS survey data. And did inspections with citations have a greater impact? I'll skip talking about deterrence. This was the, just quickly, briefly on that first previous slide, what we are looking at here, in other words, is specific deterrence rather than at the issue of does the whole apparatus of safety, institutions, culture, and so forth, and rule adherence reduce injuries and illness. We're just looking at when people get caught and penalized, do they change their behavior, or can we see some change anyway in workers' comp claims rates? To give you a quick sense of the setup of the study, it's a 4-year-long study. We wanted to control for the pre-inspection or consultation claims rate. So we have this pre-study period for 2 years. We measure their claims rates, and we use that in the regression model, the Poisson regression model, in order to control for regression to the mean, which is a big problem when you look especially when inspections themselves are targeted based on workers' comp claims rates. We require that for that pre-study period that they have the enterprises have had no prior DOSH activity, no prior inspection or consultation. So they were sort of clean. The record was clean in terms of any previous visits until the baseline year. And in the baseline year, we looked at whether or not they had a visit or not. Those not having a visit are our control group. Those having a visit are our case group. And then we look at the measurement, a 1-year follow-up of measurement in terms of the effect on compensable claims rates. This is always a fun slide, just because it took so much work in PowerPoint to make it. But just to give you a sense and I'm running out of time, but just to give you a sense quickly of the kind of lifting that has to be done to do this, we look at all accounts, all business accounts in the state fund. That's over 260,000. Then we look at also those with consultations and with enforcement visits, and we merge those. That's fun. Then we look at, we wanted to make sure we're controlling for, you know, business turnover, so we wanted only to look at businesses that survived through the whole 4-year study, so that we know we're dealing with the same set of businesses. There are only 80,000 of those. Tells you something about how much business turnover there is. It's a lot. We just wanted to look at state fund only accounts because we have richer data for that set instead of the self-insured group, the very large employer, like the Boeings and so forth. We wanted to look at single business location accounts because we wanted to make sure that where the activity, the DOSH visit took place, we measured the claims rate that was occurring at that workplace rather than in a big company with many other sites that weren't visited. That left us with 63,000. And then we needed to eliminate the very smallest companies just because of so much inherent randomness in their claims rates. And that also reduced our numbers substantially down to 19,000. And then of those having no DOSH prior activity, 16,000. And that's our final data set that we looked at. Amongst those businesses, we had 666 enforcement. That was just a coincidence. 666 enforcement visits, 161 consultations, 502 of the enforcement visits resulted in citations. I know I don't expect you to look at this slide, but one thing I wanted to just to quickly show that our excluded accounts actually had a bigger drop in the ones that didn't make it through all of those sets of criteria I took you through before. They actually had a bigger drop than the included group. And here's the results slide. Oh, and before I show you this, we broke up industries, sort of combined them into fixed site industries like manufacturing, most service industries, and non-fixed site, ones where the workplace actually moves around, like construction and transportation. So we suspected there might be a difference there. For enforcement We measured about an 18% decline in the compensable claims rate in the year following the enforcement visit. And with consultation, there seemed to be a slight increase, actually, in the year following the enforcement visit. But there's so much randomness in this that we don't think it's honest to present this slide without the confidence intervals. The confidence interval for the enforcement for all fixed work sites shows that it's just barely statistically significant, at about a 4% level. But for consultations, we cannot make any conclusions about what's going on there. We wanted to look at non-fixed. That also showed a decrease in compensable claims rates of about 10%, but unfortunately it was not statistically significant. And with consultations at non-fixed, it's very wide. The confidence intervals are too wide to make any judgment. We also found, though, that the smaller, between 5 and 24 FTEs, that's actually, there are many more businesses with less than 5 FTEs than in this group. So even though that seems like a tiny business, they get smaller. But this is the smallest one we could analyze. We had about a 25% decrease with enforcement, no change with consultation. And that, we did, with non-fixed, we did not find any significant result either for enforcement or consultation. For larger businesses, we did not find a significance. We found that it did decrease, enforcement did decrease the claims rate, but we did not get enough visits to make a statistically significant decision on this. We found a rather, looking at the change by citation status, looking at DOSH, the gray bar is no citation, and the white bar is with citation. We found a kind of perverse result. The ones with citations actually had a bigger drop than without. I'm sorry, the other way. Let me back up. The ones with citations had a smaller decrease in claims rate than the ones without. Now, part of what gives us a little bit of confidence that what we're seeing here is maybe real and not just an artifact of doing a lot of statistical studies, and one of them, eventually something's going to be significant, by chance. We've done this every year since 2001, and we are seeing the same pattern each time. This is study years 99 to 2000. This one, study years 2001 to 2002. And the one before this, 2002 to 2003. The one I just took you through in detail was 2003 to 2004. And we've just completed the most recent one, and it, again, is showing the same pattern each time. 2005 is the most recent data we can use because of lags in reporting. I'm totally out of time, and I apologize to the rest of my group. This is too much to get through in a 10-minute discussion. I think we've already seen these main results. Smaller businesses showing this greater drop in claims after the enforcement visit. No conclusive evidence yet for consultation. Citations that was contrary to expectations. And we found, this is one result I didn't mention, there was no decrease in business survival following an enforcement visit. None at all. In fact, there was a better probability of survival after a DOSH enforcement visit than not. So no burden from the regulatory impact at all. I don't want to go through the study limitations. I've got, I can send you, can talk to you about this afterwards, but we were only able to look at a small percentage of all the DOSH visited businesses because of all of those, the need for a well-controlled study, and that's frustrating to us. We'd like to be able to get to more of the businesses that were visited. Okay, I'm going to stop, and if there are any burning questions here, if there are really any burning questions you have, please ask them now. And if there's not, maybe just hold it until we have some time at the end. Thank you.